Lord, we desire to put you first in all areas of our lives. Help us to do so and give us the faith to trust you in all matters so that we grow to rely on you more and more each day. Amen. Mother Claire began, Lord, I am missing you so much. I don't know how I can live much longer without one glance from you in my direction. I know I have been a total hypocrite at times, not waiting long enough to hear you in prayer, even if I had to wait a million years. Well, you know how foolish I am. Could you please visit me? How can I comfort you? Oh, Blessed Mother, please tell me how I can comfort Jesus. Stay with him, Claire. Don't let him slip away. When you get a presentiment that he is near, drop everything and focus. Everyone else can wait. But I can't see him now. How can I hold on to him if I can't see him? Rereading this, I am ashamed of my whining. She didn't answer me, but changed the subject. Because great suffering is coming, and there have been so many warnings, but they are not taken seriously. Mother, the warnings never end, but we don't see the fulfillment of those. It is wearing. I understand that. But look around you, Claire. You know time is short. They see the same signs but tend to brush them off and continue on with the world. This is why he is so sad. So many have had serious warnings, but still they flirt with the world. Forgive me for my part. Everything is in the motive. You are trying to supply for the community. This is legitimate, and you return to him as soon as you can. This is the way he wants his bride to react to the warnings. But others are so involved in their work, making money, the change of seasons, preparations, and so many distractions. These will get caught in the midst of their business, and catastrophe will overpower and engulf them. They have been warned, but their ways are set on the things of the world, and they are slow to respond. The enemy chides them. Oh, you have plenty of time. Just keep working. It shall come upon them like a bomb. Shock and awe are not adequate to describe what will happen. And will they be prepared? Some, but for the most part, not all. Preparations will have to be made after the fact instead of before it, if they survive. Claire, people are set in their ways and are slow to respond. In fact, you suffer from the same issues at times. But this is no time to procrastinate. Things are happening so fast. The Lord is discouraged because his bride is beautiful, yet far from prepared. Forgive me, Mother. You know how I am feeling. Discouraged because I have to wait again, even if it is only for a little while. Blessed Mother continued, Yes, I understand. But remember, you were once one of those unprepared sinners, and he extended the time just to save you. Therefore, it is only right that you bear with others as he makes his last-minute adjustments. Claire, so many are suffering that you know nothing about. For them, it is their last day on this earth. Tomorrow, they will be no more, or so they think. Don't allow these minor delays to pull you down into the pit of indifference. What can I do to help, Mother? Continue to pray, daughter, and instruct. Soon enough, there will be more to do. I can't think straight, Mother. Please help me. I know I need to organize. Please help me get a handle on what needs to be done. You have asked. I will help. She really did. There was substantial clarity and action that followed this message. Thank you, Mother. I don't think I've ever felt so inadequate. I feel like a total failure, and I can't think straight from one moment to the next. Let's start confessing clarity of thinking. At this point, I don't know where to start. You know your glasses have set you back in concentrating. Yes, I feel that. The ones I am wearing are hard to see through. Then later that day, I learned that explosions on the sun, CMEs, coronal mass ejections, had sent pulses towards the earth, which disrupt thinking. This is a real suffering and requires so much more concentration. So persevere, daughter. You are feeling the effects of much disorder on the earth, as well as spiritual opposition. You can't always cover everything. Mother, could you please help me with that? A little bit I can. Oh, thank you. I will receive anything in the way of help. Claire, understand that each day that goes by is another day closer to your liberation and the liberation of all men from the oppression of the enemy. Things are becoming more intense exponentially. This is part of what you are feeling, but I do thank you for waking up earlier and working. It is true that there is very little time left, so make the best of it. Mother, I need a new perspective. I feel doggedly tired and lagging. Please help me to get on it. Please. I love my work, but with this kind of fatigue, it seems impossible. The Lord is with you. What more do you want? I've got a bad case of the uglies. He must animate and take me over, because I have nothing but the dregs left. Be patient, Claire. This too will pass. And it did, 5 days later. God bless you, dear heart dwellers, and thank you so much for supporting the Lord's work through this ministry.